1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
It's time now for Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game is being brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Brew Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Stand by now for another exciting Northview basketball game on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Good evening, everyone, from John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, Indiana. We welcome you to a night of Northview High School boys basketball here on Timeless Classics, 1130 AM, 106.9 FM, and 99.5 FM, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Brad Wallace. Tonight, the Northview Knights, with their 13-win, 6-loss record, take on the Artesians of Martinsville, who are struggling this year at 1 win and 17 losses. Brad, the Artesians have lost 12 in a row. They had a big night against Mooresville last night, but this is the worst team in 4A, according to Sagarin ratings, but yet they play so many good 4A teams, you can't take them lightly.
Well, that's true, Dave, and, you know, their 1 win coming against an Eminence team that's, you know, struggling as well. But you look at the Plainfield, Mooresville, Bloomington, the schedule they host is a solid schedule. So, you know, I know we're a small 3A, big 3A, however you want to look at it. We're a big school compared to Eminence and stuff, you know, your 1A schools. But the caliber of team Martinsville's gotten, the size is going to be a big factor tonight, because that's where we struggled. You know, Terre Haute South, Bloomington North stuff, it was physicality, and watching the film, Martinsville may not have a lot of wins in that win-loss column, but they hustle and they play physical.
Well, and they've got one big player who's 6'9" by the name of Dayton Devon, and Coach Byram. We'll talk a little bit more about him in our pregame show coming up here a little bit later. But, again, it should be a good test, and it's homecoming for Coach Byram. He's from Martinsville.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was part of the motivation to schedule Martinsville, of course. So. And it's a beautiful facility. I do like this gym. Very nice facility.
Old school. Wood bleachers, you know, pull-out bleachers. You know, lighting's great. They've went to LED lights. They've got that daylight white. It's just amazing.
Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will hear from Coach Michael Byram as we get set to take on Martinsville tonight. But first, this one-minute break, you're listening to Northview High School Boys Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The opportunities for being members of Park County REMC are endless. Is your child interested in attending a summer camp or traveling to Washington, D.C. over the summer of 2020? Better yet, for free, go to pcremc.com for more information and to apply today. Applications are available until March 1st. For questions, please call our office at 765-569-3133. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Michael Byram is our guest on our pregame show for Northview Knights coverage here on WAMB. Coach, I have to admit, first time I've been at Martinsville to broadcast a game from John R. Wooden Gymnasium, and I don't know, there's just some really cool nostalgia and just the Hall of Fame factor, I guess, of just being here is kind of neat.
Well, I told the boys, like, usually when we schedule a team, I look for good competition. I look for a team that maybe has a good atmosphere or a cool place to play. That, I mean, that, and somebody who's going to help us with the tournament. And I think every time we have an opening in our schedule, and that's what I look for. I mean, this is a cool place. I mean, I'm from Martinsville. It's kind of special for me to have the opportunity to come play against my alma mater. And then even Coach Staggs he was a varsity assistant when I came through here. So I mean, this is a cool place. It has a lot of tradition, a lot of history, and I've been trying to school the boys on it, trying to help them become students of the game.
Now, they're 1-17 right now, so it's definitely a rebuilding year, but as I glance through their schedule, they play a lot of 4A teams.
You know what? They play a really tough schedule. I think their record's deceiving. I think that they're a team that they're young and experienced. They've been playing better. They're long. That's my concern. They are long. They have some really big guys, which that's a good test for us. That's a good test for us to see how we guard that. So I'm really anxious to see how we handle tonight.
Your lineup, no changes, I assume.
No changes.
Everybody healthy?
Everybody's healthy.
Healthy enough, I guess.
Healthy enough, yes. Healthy enough. This time of year, cold and flu season, I don't know if anybody's really 100%, plus with the grind of the basketball season. But we've got guys a little dinged up, not necessarily feeling the best. But you know what? It's almost March. We just got to go with it and see what happens.
So what was it like being off for Friday night basketball, but the Brown County, apparently, with no school, they couldn't come play, apparently?
Well, typically I'd go scout, but we'd already taken care of all our scouting. So I got the opportunity to spend a night at home with my family, which it was good. Good to be able to do that. But yeah, it was odd. It was an odd evening not being able to play. But you know what? We adapted. We practiced well yesterday after school. I know, even though we were disappointed that we didn't get the opportunity to play, but we're ready to go.
Tell me about the game that was played at the school yesterday that would have been played apparently last night at the Brown County game.
Well, I mean, our unified team is a makeup of our student body that they kind of got together last night. They're supposed to play during the JV team a game and then the varsity halftime. Both halftimes they're going to get the opportunity to play. But they played at the assembly yesterday. It's kind of like it's tied in with the Special Olympics, that type of thing. So it was a fun atmosphere, and those it's great to see those young people get out there on the court and try to play the game.
Anything else to share with our fans back home tonight?
You know what? I mean, I hope they're listening. I hope we come out and play hard. Well, we always play hard, but I hope we play well tonight and then see what we're made of against a bigger, more physical team. So, I mean, it's going to be a good game for us.
And you're running out of dates before the sectional to try to reschedule Brown County. I saw Scott Buell before the game. It looks like maybe a week from Tuesday is a possibility, but still no firm date on making that one up, right?
Yeah, there's no date at the moment. I mean, we want to play as many games as we can before the tournament. I mean, that's where we get better and kind of face adversity and things like that. So, I mean, we're going to push to get it rescheduled, but the days are numbered. So, I mean, we'll see what Mr. Buell can make happen.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight against Martinsville. We'll look forward to talking to you in the postgame show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great doesn't stop. Ready for a new career? Great Dane has immediate openings at our Brazil facility. At Great Dane, we champion the needs of our employees by providing a dynamic environment for growth. Starting pay between $13 and $15 per hour with bonus opportunities and great benefits. After decades of success, Great Dane continues to grow right here in your backyard. Call Great Dane of Brazil, 812-443-4711, or apply online at greatdane.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we get set for high school basketball tonight. The Northview Knights with a 13-win, 6-loss record taking on the Artesians, who stand at 1 win and 17 losses. In the JV game tonight, Northview did pick up a win. It was close, 54-51.
Yeah, great play by the JV team, sophomore Landon Carr. I didn't get a total on him, but I know he hit 5 threes. You know, shot the ball really well. And that Martinsville JV team, Dave, they pushed the basketball. They played a 1-2-2 trapping defense and played it really well.
We looked at the Martinsville schedule for this year and mentioned that they've lost 12 in a row. They opened up the season with the loss against Edgewood, lost to Greenwood, Columbus North, Plainfield, and Center Grove. They beat Eminence, lost to Eastern Green, Indian Creek, Seymour, Decatur Central, Columbus East. They lost to Bloomington North. I'll give you that score, 72-28. Guerin Catholic, they lost to them 37-61. They lost to Perry Meridian. They lost to Franklin. They lost to Bloomington South 43-70.
Bloomington South's coming up. They're on our schedule a week from Thursday.
And they're the number one team in the state, not just in 4A.
11 in the nation.
Absolutely. They lost to Terre Haute North. They lost last night to Mooresville 79-57. So they have, of course, us tonight, Whiteland next week, along with Greenfield Central and Avon. There are some other games in the area tonight. Clay City is at West Vigo. Madison Christian is at Duggar Union. Mitchell is at Brown County. North Davies is at Eastern Green. Orleans at Edgewood. Plainfield at Cascade. Riverton Park at Shackamack. Terre Haute North played Mattoon, Illinois earlier today, but I don't have a score as of yet. White River Valley taking on Owen Valley. Boys basketball from last night, of course, the Hatchet game was postponed with Brown County since they did not have school yesterday. Bloomington North beat Terre Haute North 60-49. It was Bloomington South over Columbus North 63-48. Monrovia beat Owen Valley 52-48. North Central beat Clay City 55-53. Riverton Park beat North Vermilion 54-37. It was Springs Valley over White River Valley 44-41 in overtime. Sullivan edges Marshall, Illinois 58-57. It took overtime, but Terre Haute South beat West Vigo 53-49. Washington beat Bloomfield 65-60. At the Putnam County Tournament, Cloverdale beat South Putnam 49-36. Greencastle beat North Putnam 54-47. And I mentioned earlier that Mooresville did beat Martinsville last night, and that score was 79-57.
So girl, go ahead, Dick.
No, you hit it.
I was just going to tell you on the girls' side, looking here, I got the report for today from John Harrell. At West Washington tonight in the championship, it'll be Tecumseh versus Lagodi. At Southwestern, it'll be North Central Farmersburg, a local team taking on Greenwood Christian at 7:30. And other local interest would have been Linton Stockton in 2A. They'll take on Eastern Pekin for the Paoli Regional. And let's see, that's, well, Benton Central, who we've seen at the, Brownstown Central, which we've seen at Owen Valley in our sectional. They won, and they take on Heritage Christian in the 3A at Greencastle. So still some good local basketball play. And, you know, I know on the way car ride down we talked about Washington losing, but you've got Lagodi, Jasper, and Linton still in it, North Central Farmersburg.
And North Vermilion, they opened up a huge lead. They led the entire game until late in the fourth quarter, and they lose against Blue River Valley by just 1 point. I had that game on our sister station, WAXI 104.9. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back with our starting lineups and the tip-off of tonight's game. It's Northview at Martinsville. It's coming up in 60 seconds on WAMB.
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Of course, our national anthem as we get set for high school basketball tonight. I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we get set for Northview against Martinsville in high school boys basketball. The Artesians with one win and 17 losses. The Knights with 13 wins and 6 losses.
Athletic Director Kit Staggs, welcome to Martinsville High School and the John R. Wood Gymnasium, where tonight your Martinsville Artesians will battle it out with the Northview Knights. Starting first for the Knights, at one guard, number 2, Brevin Cooper. At another guard, number 5, Carson Gettle. And also at guard, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. At one forward, number 3, Cade Bryan. And at the other forward, number 33, Tyler Hess. Head coach of the Knights, Michael Byron. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Martinsville Artesians. First up, let's meet the fourth grade players of the week. Up first is Abe Wolf. Abe is the son of Brian and Monica Wolf from Green Junction Elementary. Abe is sponsored by Mayfield Insurance and attorneys Edith, Foley, and Wisco. Up next, it's Wyatt Fulford. Wyatt is the son of Darren and Tanya Fulford from Green Junction Elementary. Wyatt sponsored by Superior Fence and Wells Fargo Hall Family Dentistry. And up next, it's Henry Wolf. Henry is the son of Luke and Aaron Wolf from Green Township Elementary. Henry is sponsored by Edward Jones, Jenna Bennett, and attorneys at Warren Oliver and Coffee. This week's sponsor of the week is Super Sports. And now, starting for your Martinsville Artesians. At one guard, number 3, Caden Rottenbrand. At another guard, number 5, Landon Myers. And also at guard, number 12, Craig Wessner. At one forward, number 20.
for the Artesians, Kip Stagg.
I miss having that microphone down there in that PA announcer's hand.
Yeah, it makes it a lot clearer. But we do the best we can to get the hometown feel. You know, even on the road games, you get the energy.
It's kind of fun to see how different schools do their pregame warm-ups, and the fact that they had three youngsters as special selected managers tonight is kind of cool.
From the youth program. Number 55, Dayton Devon, 6'9", sophomore. He's a big fella. He's not tall and lanky either. He's thick and strong. Looks like a very athletic player, Dave.
Well, he'll be jumping up against Caleb Swearingen.
Nope, they're jumping 24, Noah Stout, who's 6'7". I mean, he's not short in any means, but the 6'9", Dayton is.
But for us, I'm talking about.
Caleb, yeah.
Okay, so Caleb Swearingen is going to be jumping center. And there's the tip, and it is controlled by Northview, and this game is underway. In the backcourt for the Northview Knights, Carson Gettle gets a quick pass from Cade Bryan. Inside to Cade Bryan. Turnaround jump shot is blocked by the big guy, Devon, but Northview gets the basketball back. They'll try to set the offense up again. Northview with Carson Gettle. They'll feed it in to Cade Bryan. Back to the left wing over to Brevin Cooper. And now there's pressure, and they force the jump ball, and the arrow is pointing toward Martinsville, so that'll be a turnover against the Knights.
2-3 zone by Martinsville. They played it pretty much every game this season. All the film we looked through, it's a 2-3 zone, and they play it really well. They retreat, and they fill the back door.
Martinsville down court, no scores. 7:20 to go here in the first quarter. On the left side is Routen Crowns. To the right side in the backcourt, picked up by Landon Myers. Now it's on the left wing to Craig Wessner. Top of the key is Routen Crowns. He lets it go, and it's no good. Rebound is picked up by Carson Gettle for the Knights. Down court, Brevin Cooper to the left side. Wide open, Tyler Hess. Three-point attempt is no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Northview's Brevin Cooper. Caleb Swearingen will try it from the right wing. It's nothing but net, and the Knights strike first. They lead 3-0.
Nice shot there by Caleb Swearingen, about a 23-footer.
6:36 to go here in the first quarter as the Knights lead 3-0 against the Artesians. Caden Routenkranz. Now it's down into the big guy, Dayton Devon. He missed the jumper. Northview gets the rebound. Swearingen down court to Carson Gettle from the left corner. Three-point shot is good.
With a 2-3 zone, that's what we got to do. We got to make them from the perimeter.
2 3-point shots in a row for the Knights as Northview leads 6-0 against Martinsville. Landon Myers down court to Craig Wessner. In the backcourt now to Caden Routenkranz. Trying to get used to that name. To Landon Myers.
Think he's German?
It sounds like it. Routenkranz into the big guy inside to Dayton Devon. He misses the shot to the left side of the lane. Down court is Caleb Swearingen off to Cade Bryan. Bryan tries to get it into the lane. Too much traffic. He gives it to Carson Gettle on the wing. Carson's cross-court pass deflected, but Caleb Swearingen still able to get it. And now about a three-point attempt by Carson Gettle is no good. Knights got the rebound with Tyler Hess, and then it was Cade Bryan back up with it. He couldn't connect. Martinsville will get the basketball. Down court, Landon Myers. To the top of the key to Craig Wessner. He drives the lane, misses it off the glass. The putback is no good by Devon, and the rebound picked up by Tyler Hess for Northview. Down court, Brevin Cooper off to Tyler Hess. On the baseline is Gettle. In the corner, three-point attempt by Swearingen is no good. Rebound by Hess. Hess into Swearingen. Nice reverse layup, but it will not fall. It's out of bounds. It'll be Martinsville basketball. Tonight's game is a service of York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. They're Highway 40 West in Brazil. And, of course, at York Automotive, they're not number one. You are. 4:52 on the clock. We're in the first quarter. Northview leads Martinsville 6-0. And a whistle blown as Caden Routenkranz, as soon as he got the ball, he took an extra step and a turnover committed against the Artesians.
One turnover apiece, one for the Knights and one for the Artesians. No fouls, only three stops by the whistle, Dave.
Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. He'll give it to Brevin Cooper, and now in the corner to Caleb Swearingen on the left side. Top of the key is Cooper. Brevin will hand it off to the right side to Carson Gettle as he tries to feed it into Jacob Fowler. Fowler draws a foul. It stops the clock with 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. And the personal foul will be against number 12. That's
Wessner.
Craig Wessner gets his first. That's the team's first. A quick inbounds play and a shot from the corner on the right side is no good by Brevin Cooper. Down court, Caden Rottenkranz. Rottenkranz to Landon Myers. He takes it in. His shot partially blocked, but they're going to call it a foul.
Foul's going to be on Brevin Cooper, his first, team's first. And going to the line to shoot two will be Landon Myers.
So both teams have committed one foul apiece. So Landon Myers, a 6'1" sophomore, first person to shoot a free throw tonight. First shot is in the air, and it is good. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley.
Checking in for the Knights, 23, Ethan DeHart, sophomore. Going to the bench, Tyler Hess and Brevin Cooper as Kate Bryan got a quick breather. He come back in as Jacob Fowler checked in.
Landon Myers ready for his next free throw shot. It is good, and the Artesians have two on the board at 6-2 Northview. 4:10 left in the first quarter. Some pressure by the Artesians. Carson Gettle was trying to get away from him, and it was tapped out of bounds. It'll still be Northview basketball. Inbounds play. Cade Bryan gets it off to Caleb Swearingen. Down court quickly to Carson Gettle. And Cade Bryan puts it up, and it's way off the mark from the left side on the three-point attempt. Down court, Rottenkranz in the backcourt for the Artesians. He'll hand it off to Landon Myers. He'll still keep the ball in the backcourt. Passes down to Rottenkranz toward the right wing, and we've got a whistle away from the ball.
Got me a foul on the Knights. Fowler, I believe.
Well, we're waiting for the official sign, and I think you're right. Jacob Fowler commits the personal. That'll be his first, the team's second. It was not in the act of shooting since it was away from the ball. So it'll be Martinsville's basketball as Caden Rottenkranz puts it up from the top of the key, and he missed it. It rolls out of bounds, but last touch by Martinsville. So the Knights will get it with 3:38 to go here in the first quarter.
Knights struggling to shoot the ball, Dave. 2-for-7 from behind the arc here with just over halfway through the first period.
Cade Bryan with pressure by the Artesians, gets it off to Caleb Swearingen. And a pass down court. We've got a whistle blown.
Foul's going to be on the Artesians. Landon Myers, number 5. It'll be his first, team second.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food, highways 40 and 340 on the west side of Brazil. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. A quick pass to Ethan DeHart. Now it's off to Carson Gettle. He drives the baseline from the left side, missed it. Fowler got the rebound, throws it out to Ethan DeHart. On the right side, Carson Gettle, and we've got a whistle and a traveling violation.
Yeah, stepped into his dribble.
So Carson Gettle commits the travel and the turnover. So with 3:09 to go here in the first quarter, 6-2 in favor of Northview. Martinsville bringing it down court. Landon Myers with the basketball. Top of the key, it's Noah Stout. And quickly off to Landon Myers. Myers off to Rottenkranz. And into the big guy. And a layup good by Dayton Devon. That's the first... Well, let's make sure I got that right. Was it Caden Rottenkranz instead?
No, that was 55.
That was the assist. Okay.
Yeah.
Now down court, and quickly a jump shot is good by Ethan DeHart. That's his first two of the night. 8-4 Northview, 2:32 to go here in this first quarter.
DeHart found a seam in the defense there and took it right to the basket.
And a pass is stolen. Nice job by Carson Gettle, but then his pocket was immediately picked by Landon Myers. He loses the handle. Caleb Swearingen comes up with it, gives it to Carson Gettle, and Gettle gets the rebound and the layup. 10-4 in favor of the Knights. 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. And a quick shot from Landon Myers at the top of the key is no good. Rebound was picked up briefly by Dayton Devon, and then a whistle blown, and we've got a foul called.
Foul's going to be on the Knights, way away from the whistle. Caleb Swearingen's called with a foul. His first, team's first. right in front of the other official, and the other official kind of looked at him like, I didn't see anything.
Tyler Hess and Brevin Cooper will be checking back into the game for the Knights. Artesians also send in a couple of substitutes.
And they just inbounded.
Inbounds play is stolen, picked up by the Knights. If Swearingen takes it down court, off the glass, he missed it, but a foul is called. Will it be in the act of shooting?
No, it's out of bounds. Foul's on number five. That's his second, Landon Myers.
A minute 59 to go. We're in the first quarter, 10-4 in favor of Northview. Knights have the inbounds play set to go. They'll get the ball out to Tyler Hess. Hess in the backcourt, hands it off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper, left side pass to Caleb Swearingen. He's on the wing. In the backcourt now to Cade Bryan. Quickly off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Bryan. Bryan fakes. He's almost double-teamed there, so he's got to try to get some help, and he finds it from Brevin Cooper. Cooper takes it in the lane, little eight-footer in the lane he could not connect on. Rebound picked up by Martinsville as Landon Myers will bring it down court with a minute 27 to go in the first quarter. Six-point lead for Northview, 10-4. Noah Stout. Stout to the top of the key. It's picked up by Caleb Cheatham. Now it's off to... Trying to get that number for a second. That was Bo Frederick. Frederick gets it back, and he travels.
That's going to be the third turnover on Martinsville, one of their nemesis of the season so far.
With a minute six to go here in the first quarter, Northview 10, Martinsville 4. Down court. Here come your Knights. Brevin Cooper off to Caleb Swearingen. Cross-court pass to Brevin Cooper. Inside quickly to Cade Bryan. He missed the layup, got his own rebound. He tries to get the pass to Jacob Fowler. Fowler picks it up. Now to Caleb Swearingen toward the left side. Swearingen will bring the ball to the backcourt. They'll try to set the offense up again. 41 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Swearingen to Cooper. Cooper still in the backcourt. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Now Caleb Swearingen, and a turnaround jump shot by Cade Bryan from 12 feet out is no good. Rebound picked up by Zach Lynn. So the Artesians have a chance to get some last-second points before the quarter ends. Bo Frederick in the backcourt to Dayton Devon, the big guy playing in the backcourt. Now it's off to Bo Frederick. Cross-court pass picked up by Zach Lynn. 4 seconds left. They got to make their move. Devon, he gets a nice 10-foot shot, and that will end the first quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of one, it's Northview 10, Martinsville 6. Back to John R. Wooden Gymnasium in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oops, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Cave Bueno is open for business at 1559 Fort Harrison Road in Terre Haute. Come experience our concept of building your own authentic Mexican dishes at Cave Bueno's. Dine in or carry out available. Cave Bueno also offers catering for your next event.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We go to the second quarter with Northview leading 10-6. The Knights will inbounds the ball to get this quarter underway. Caleb Swearingen off to Brevin Cooper. From the corner, Carson Gettle tries a three. It's no good. There's a foul inside, though.
Foul's going to be on Martinsville's number four, Caleb Cheatham, going after the rebound.
So Cheatham commits the personal. That'll be his first, the team's fourth. Inbounds play set to go. Caleb Swearingen with the basketball. In the corner to Carson Gettle. He'll try the three again. It's no good. Rebound, though, picked up by Brevin Cooper. He'll reset the offense in the backcourt. Caleb Swearingen. Bounce pass from the right side to Cade Bryan. He'll take it. It's off the mark. And Gettle tried to go after it for a second, but it's picked up by Zach Lynn for the Artesians. Here comes Martinsville. 7:29 to go here in the first half. In the backcourt, Zach Lynn, and the pass stolen. Carson Gettle down court. It's good for a layup, and he draws the foul.
7 points now for Carson. He's going to go to the line for a bonus. Foul's going to be on Artesian's number 40, Zach Lynn. His first, team's fifth.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for your next insurance quote. Carson Gettle's free throw is good. He gets a three-point play. He has 8 of the 13 Northview points. 13-6 now. The Knights lead with 7:16 to go in the first half. Martinsville. Craig Westner in the backcourt to Bo Frederick. Frederick off to Caleb Cheatham. From the left side on the wing, jumper no good by Bo Frederick. Northview gets the rebound. Brevin Cooper brings it down. Now it's off to Caleb Swearingen. He draws the foul.
Foul's going to be on Martinsville's number 40, Zach Lynn, his second.
So inbounds play set to go. It's off to Brevin Cooper. And then a whistle. What do we have?
Knocked out of bounds by Martinsville on the inbounds pass. Stays with the Knights.
13-6 Northview. 6:52 to go here in the first half. Knights ready for the inbounds play. He'll throw it to the backcourt to Carson Gettle. Cross-court pass to Swearingen. Swearingen up high on the wing, left side. Now Brevin Cooper in the backcourt over to Caleb Swearingen. He'll pass it to Jacob Fowler, out to Ethan DeHart, to Caleb Swearingen, and now to Brevin Cooper. And a three-point attempt by Carson Gettle on the right wing is no good. Caleb Swearingen got the rebound, and a whistle was blown. What do they have?
Going to be a foul against Martinsville and a hold.
Number 12.
Craig Westner, his second foul.
We're in a bonus for the last 6.5, Dave.
That's a big deal. So now Caleb Swearingen at the line. A couple of substitutions now for Martinsville. Zach Lynn definitely will take a break. Landon Myers back into the lineup. Caleb Swearingen, free throw shot is up. It is good. 14-6 in favor of Northview. Swearingen. Next shot on the way. It is also good. So Caleb Swearingen now with 5 points makes it 15-6. Northview's lead increased to 9. Landon Myers down court for the Artesians. Myers tries to take it all the way inside, puts it up at the edge of the lane. No good, but the putback by Dayton Devon is good. He's got 6 points. Martinsville cuts the lead to 15-8 with 6:08 to go in the first half. Tyler Hess down court to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen will pass it off to Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Not quite the fast-paced game I expected. Caleb Swearingen fakes the shot from the right corner. He tried to make the pass to Tyler Hess, but it was knocked out of bounds by Landon Myers.
Good hustle defense there by Myers for the Artesians.
Carson Gettle, he'll pass it to Tyler Hess, to Swearingen. He's double-teamed. He needs help. Gettle's open. He takes a three, and it's way off the mark. It's saved, though, by the Knights. Tapped into Swearingen, but then his pocket was picked, and now Martinsville has the basketball. Landon Myers down court. Myers in the backcourt with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. Myers still looks for help, and he finds it from Bo Frederick. And now it's to Noah Stout. Stout in the backcourt to Landon Myers, and now Martinsville wants a timeout. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 5:14 to go in the first half, 15-8 in Northview. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Process Development and Fabrication in Brazil wants to congratulate Northview Athletics on a phenomenal 2018-19 sports season. Whether you need a small piece of equipment for inspection purposes, a 900-foot assembly line, or even an entire plant design and layout, there is no project that is too small or too large for PDF Inc. to handle. They are building for the world. PDF Inc. is always interested in creative, dependable people. If that sounds like you, visit pdfinc.com/careers to send in your resume.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace as we start this second quarter again. 5:08 to go in the first half, 15-8 Northview. There's a nice feed inside. Dayton Devon has picked up his eighth point. He's the big 6'9" player for Martinsville, and all of a sudden, Northview's lead cut to five, and they've picked up a full court press against Northview. Down court is Brevin Cooper. He gets it across the midcourt line over to Carson Gettle. Now to Swearingen. He's double-teamed. He gets away from a defender and throws it into Jacob Fowler. Fowler tries to go up for the layup. It's partially blocked, but they're going to call a foul against the Artesians.
Yeah, Dayton Devon's going to pick up the foul on the block. He leaned into Fowler and took away his shooting lane.
So at the free throw line, Jacob Fowler, a 6'5" sophomore for the Knights, will have a chance to shoot a couple of free throws. First one is up, and it is good. 16-10 in favor of Northview. This would give the Knights a 7-point lead if he can make both free throws. Shot is in the air. It is no good. Rebound picked up by Dayton Devon for Martinsville. Down court, the Artesians. In the backcourt, Landon Myers. Myers, he dribbles. Takes it toward the right side, finds help from Noah Stout, top of the key. He puts it in the air. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Gettle down court, quickly off to Brevin Cooper, to Caleb Swearingen. He's open from the left wing. It's in the air. It's around the rim. No good. Rebound, Dayton Devon for the Martesians. 4:08 to go here in the first half. A 6-point lead for Northview. Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham on the right side, hands it off to Landon Myers. Myers takes it toward the lane, and a traveling violation called against Myers. Today's game is brought to you in part by Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Pressure by the Artesians. Knights will bring it down court. Brevin Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Swearingen in the backcourt now for the Knights. Off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper off to Carson Gettle. Gettle to Cooper to Swearingen to Bryan. Back to Swearingen. He's on the left side. Tries to drive the baseline. Return. He got a nice reverse layup and nailed it. So that makes 7 points for Caleb Swearingen. 18-10 now in favor of the Knights. 3:24 to go here in this first half of play. Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham in the backcourt. Bo Frederick picks it up, back to Cheatham, on the right side to Landon Myers. Myers in the corner to Noah Stout. Now to Bo Frederick on the left side. Cheatham has it. He drives the baseline, and before he can go for the shot, he's fouled. Looks like that's going to be against
Cade Bryan.
Cade Bryan picks up the personal.
Ethan DeHart will check in for Carson Gettle. Coming in for the Artesian will be number three, Caden Rattenkrantz.
Inbounds play. It's in the backcourt to Caleb Cheatham. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Landon Myers. Myers off to, or Landon Myers in the backcourt, off now to Caleb Cheatham to Rattenkrantz. They work it around a bit. Landon Myers, he finds help down toward the right side by Rattenkrantz. He's on the right wing. In the backcourt, Caleb Cheatham. 2:34 to go in the first half. I don't know why slowing it down helps a team that's down by 8 points.
Knights playing really good defense. They're cutting the inside out.
Rattenkrantz off to Myers. And the ball almost stolen. I tell you what, Brevin Cooper almost made the steal, and if the referee hadn't gotten in the way, I think he would have been on down for the layup.
And he picks it. blocking foul, just playing hustle defense. Coach Byram not happy with that, but I have to say he got up and did exactly what I'd have done. He played good defense.
Tyler Hess is back into the lineup for the Knights. 2:14 to go here in the second quarter. 18-10 in favor of Northview. The Artesians. Landon Meyer, or make that routing Kranz, and now a three-point attempt by Landon Myers from the right side is no good. But on the rebound, we've got a foul
on Ethan DeHart. His first, team sixth.
18-10, the score remains, an eight-point lead for Northview.
First team to 30 wins, Dave.
Boy, not pretty a low-scoring game. There's a quick layup by Caleb Cheatham, his first two of the night. And Martinsville has cut the lead to six.
Cheatham was taking that ball out of bounds. He put it off the back of Fowler to himself with the assist.
Ethan DeHart cross court to Swearingen, and as he got the ball to Cade Bryan was called for traveling.
Four turnover for the Knights. Turnovers 5-4. Martinsville still leads that contest.
Landon Myers will bring it down court for the Artesians. Myers in the backcourt. Passes it off to the right side. Picked up by Cheatham. Inside feed to Rottenkranz. The ball is loose. Picked up by Caleb Swearingen. So a turnover against the Artesians. Caleb takes it all the way inside. Goes for the layup and missed it, but he draws the foul.
Foul is going to be on the Artesians' Noah Stout, number 24. That's his first. Team's 10th? Or 9th?
So Caleb Swearingen, let's see if he can increase his 7 points right now. And, oh, that one rolled. It hit the backboard. It rolled to the front of the iron and then rolled off.
Did everything but go in, didn't it? It touched everything but the net.
It did. Next free throw shot. It is up. It is good.
He got the adjustment there.
19-12 in favor of the Knights. A minute 15 to go here in the first half. Down court for the Artesians, Landon Myers, and trying to drive it inside was Rottenkranz. He missed it, but Devon got the rebound, and now we've got a whistle.
Foul's going to be on Dayton. Devon going for the rebound. It'll be his second, Artesians' 10th.
So with a minute four to go here in this first half, the Knights have a 7-point lead, and since we're in the bonus, to the free throw line is Jacob Fowler, who's 1-for-2 from the line tonight. The Cheatham kid reminds me of my days in the legislature. I was a sponsor of a bill once. It was sponsored by Representatives Cheatham, Crooks, and Senator Steele. Cheatham, Crooks, and Steele.
Sounds like an 80s or 90s rock band.
or a pretty interesting law firm, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he make that first
he
free
did.
Throw? Okay, so I better get back to the game.
And the second one.
All right, so he cans two in a row.
3-for-4 for Fowler from the free throw line. Knights only missed two from the line, Dave. Shooting really well here in the second period.
21-12 in favor of Northview. Minute three to go here in the first half. Caleb Cheatham down court across the timeline. In the backcourt, Craig Wessner. He'll pass it off to Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham, top of the key. 48 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. Cheatham takes it down to the right side, hands it off to Craig Wessner. Now top of the key is Rottenkranz. Rottenkranz off to Stout. He shoots it from about 12 feet out. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Caleb Swearingen, and he holds up the number one finger, so I'm assuming we're going to try to go for the last shot before the buzzer hits here at the end of the second quarter. 22 seconds left on the clock as Caleb Swearingen dribbles in the backcourt. The Knights leading 21-12. And the coach from Martinsville says go after him, so they do. 10 seconds left. Gettle in the backcourt to Swearingen. He puts it up near the free throw line, and he got it. Nice job by Caleb Swearingen. And a desperation shot at the buzzer will not fall by Martinsville, and that's the end of the first half. On the Great Dane scoreboard, at the end of two, it's Northview 23, the Artesians of Martinsville 12. We'll come back with our halftime show, including the commissioner's report, all coming up next on WAMB Brazil Terre Haute.
It's President's Day savings time at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil. This month only, you can get a new Silverado for as low as $249 per month or up to $11,000 off. Chevy Trax, $170 per month. Chevy Colorado, as low as $199 per month and zero for 72 months on our most popular models. This is happening only at one place, at York Chevy Buick on U.S. Highway 40 in Brazil, where we're not number one, you are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familia.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We're at halftime where the Knights lead Martinsville 23-12. The Knights led 10-6 at the end of one, 23-12 our halftime score. And Brad has a look at your first half scoring and statistics.
Well, looking down the scoring, not a lot here for either team, Dave. Knights are led by Caleb Swearingen with 10 points, Carson Ghetto with 8, 3 for Jacob Fowler, and 2 for Ethan DeHart. Both those have come in off the bench there, 5 points off the bench. Knights shooting from the free throw line, 7-9, from the floor, 4 for 9, and from behind the arc, 2 for 13. For Martinsville, they're led by the big man Dayton Devon with 8, 2 apiece for Landon Myers and Caleb Chatham. Martinsville 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 4 for 11 from the floor, and 0 for 6 from behind the arc. So Martinsville really struggling, Dave. Dayton Devon with 8 of the 12 points. So Knights doing what they need to do. They're keeping the perimeter game shut down.
All right, 23-12 is our halftime score. The Knights leading Martinsville at halftime. It's now time to bring you the commissioner's report. It's Bobby Cox and Greg Rakestraw from the IHSAA Champions Radio Network.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
In for Bob Lovell, this is Greg Rakestraw, but as I always say when I'm filling in for Coach, he's not the star of the show. The commissioner of the IHSAA is. It's why it's the commissioner's corner. It's Bobby Cox that joins us now. Hello, my friend. How you doing?
I'm fine, Greg. How are you today?
I'm good, and I know that business is about to pick up. It has been picking up because winter championships, well, there are three different ones that have some stage of their playoffs take place over the course of this weekend. So we'll kind of take these in chronological order, if you will. The first one's a state championship event. Tell us about girls swimming coming up Friday and Saturday downtown at IUPUI.
Girls swimming state finals at the IUPUI Natatorium, and our sincere thanks to IUPUI and all the folks there at the Natatorium for getting just a tremendous facility ready for our championships. We're looking forward to a lot of great swims, and it'll be a really nice event, as it always is. And as you mentioned, we've got three things going on this weekend, but since we start this weekend, there will be something now every weekend until we get through the boys' basketball state finals. So there's something going on for the next 8 weeks.
We talk about this virtually with every facility, but clearly it rings true with this weekend with swimming and diving, and then in 2 weeks when it's the boys' swimming and diving. But you are not just competing at a tops-in-the-state facility. You are literally at a world-class facility, being at the IUNE Auditorium, to be in a venue that has such history internationally and from an Olympic trial standpoint. What does that mean to this sport and this championship?
Well, it's very important to swimmers in the state of Indiana. We're very fortunate to be there. As you know, that facility was built for the 1987 Pan American Games. It started off as an international venue and has continued to be so. The university has reinvested in the facility. It's been remodeled in the last couple of years, and it's just a tremendous venue. And I hope that our young people don't take it for granted that that's the way it is all over the country. These young people that are swimming in our high school state finals, who may have the opportunity to go on and swim in college, they may have a little bit of a letdown when they get to their college venue from where they swam in their high school state finals.
When you have a program that has been so dominant as Carmel has been in this sport, what does that mean for this championship?
Well, it's great for Carmel High School in the streak that they've amassed over these past 33 years, and I think they're going to be strong contenders to extend that. But I think it also brings the level of every other swimming program up. If you want to compete with the best, you got to try to be the best. You got to do things differently. You got to try to get better. And I think that's what their program has done for our state. And when you compare our swimmers in Indiana to states around this country, Indiana high school swimming is some of the best swimming in the country, and certainly by per capita of our population.
And, folks, we will have a special pairing show on Sunday at 4 on the IHSAA Champions Network presented by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. I'll be joined by the legendary former wrestling coach at Evansville Modern Day in Mike Gable, and we'll break down where the 16 individual wrestlers in all 14 weight classes will be drawn. Again, that takes place on Sunday to get you ready for next Friday and Saturday at Bankers Life. And then the following weekend at Bankers Life, of course, it's the girls' basketball state championships. So this weekend, we've got regionals at 16 sites across the state. Your thoughts on what we'll see over the course of multiple games on Saturday morning into Saturday evening?
Well, I think if you look back last weekend, Greg, at the sectionals and how those all played out, now we've got 64 champions now in 16 different regionals. The regional tournament is the only tournament where we play two games in a day. And it's kind of a throwback to the old tournament, and a lot of folks like that. But it's tough. You've got to play two really competitive ball games in the same day to advance to the semi-state. And as I look at the basketball tournament, sans about two or three schools, it's wide open. And with some really good competitions in the sectional. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend. And while I'll be at swimming, I'll have my phone out, and I'll be checking those scores coming in on basketball. It's a fun tournament to watch.
As you can tell, not exactly a lack of activity these days at the IHSA offices. Thanks for taking the time, as always, my friend. I will see you at a state final in the very near future.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow? Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We're glad to have you with us as halftime wraps up. The Northview Knights are leading Martinsville 23-12. The only player in double figures right now, Caleb Swearingen with 10 points. Carson Gettle has added 8, Jacob Fowler with 3, and Ethan DeHart with 2. Martinsville led by Dayton Devon's 8 points.
We haven't said this for a while. Nobody in foul trouble, Dave.
That's true. Well, Martinsville will have the basketball, and quickly they feed it inside to their big guy, Dayton Devon, and he gets his 10th point. So now that makes it 23-14 in favor of the Knights. Northview at midcourt, Caleb Swearingen, a little pressure on him. It'll be a reach-in foul.
Craig Wessner, his third.
That's his third. You're right. So now Caleb Swearingen, the inbounds play, will reset the offense for the Knights. Brevin Cooper. Cooper cross-courts it to Caleb Swearingen. He'll cross-court it back to Cooper. He'll let it fly from three. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Landon Myers. Myers down court to Craig Wessner. Top of the key. Oh, he traveled. He kind of drug his foot, and that's all it took. Tonight's game brought to you in part by PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil. Proud to be a part of this community. Down court, inside, Cade Bryan. His shot partially blocked, but Knights pick it up. Swearingen into Cade Bryan. Bryan open, gets a little bunny in front of the goal. That's his first two of the night. Knights lead 25-14 with 6:58 to go here in the third quarter.
You'd think we were losing by 11, Dave, if we said Cade Bryan hadn't scored until now.
That's a good point. Landon Myers, cross-court pass to Rottenkranz. Rottenkranz takes it inside, throws it out to Devon, and he puts it up from the left side. Actually, Noah Stout made that one. So Noah Stout gets his first two for the Artesians. Martinsville cuts our lead to 9, 25-16, with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carson Gettle down court from the left wing, and he nails the three. That's a second three of the night. He's got 11 points, 28-16, Northview by a dozen. Craig Wessner, cross-court pass over to Landon Myers. Myers now top of the key. Myers will hand it off to Rottenkranz. Driving the baseline and taking it inside is Craig Wessner. He missed the rebound, or he missed the shot. The putback by Dayton Devon was missed. They'll get a third shot at it as Landon Myers got it and put it up from three and missed it. Caleb Swearingen, meantime, gets the rebound, takes it down court, gets an easy layup, and the Knights lead 30-16. 5:42 to go here in the third quarter. Martinsville with Rottenkranz to the top of the key. He feeds it in to Devon. Now back out to the left wing, and a three-point shot is good by Landon Myers. That's his third three of the night. He's got 14 points now. Just like, or I'm sorry, that's not right.
First for the team of the night.
Let me put that on the right guy here. That goes to Landon Myers, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so 30-19. That's an 11-point lead for Martinsville with 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. Carson Gettle from the left side hands it off to Cade Bryan. He'll try a shot from three-point land. It's no good. Caleb Swearingen gets the rebound, fakes, puts it back up. He missed it, but he's fouled.
He's going to go to line to shoot two, but the foul's on the Dayton Devon, his third.
So now they've got two players with three fouls, Craig Wessner and Dayton Devon. Caleb Swearingen is 3 of 4 tonight from the free throw line. His shot is up. It's no good. Tonight's game, a service of Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Swearingen at the free throw line. Puts the next one up, and it's in, out, and in. He got it. He's had some interesting luck tonight.
Yes, he
has. At the free throw line.
Rims are not his friend tonight.
31-19 in favor of the Knights with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Landon Myers, top of the key, right side pass over to Noah Stout. He lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound by Caleb Swearingen. He clears it out to Carson Gettle on the fast break. Oh, that's a goaltending.
Yep.
That's a goaltending. So Gettle will get the bucket. With 4:36 to go here in the third quarter. Who was the actual defender? Was it him?
24.
Stout, Noah Stout.
He was way up there.
He's 6'7", so.
Yeah.
4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter as the Knights lead by 14, 33-19. Landon Myers to the left side, over to Rottenkranz. Now to Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham, top of the key. He throws it inside to Devon. Turnaround jump shot from five is good. 12 points now for the big 6'9" sophomore. 33-21. Northview had a lead cut to 12. But look at that. Carson Gettle gets a big three. And just like that, the Knights are up again. 36-21 by 15. He's got 19 points now, Carson Gettle. And a whistle as Martinsville tried to work the ball inside with Caleb Cheatham. Foul was called. It's going to be against Myers. Landon Myers commits the personal. Who snuck in that time for the Knights?
Fowler.
So Jacob Fowler is back into the lineup with 3:51 to go here in the third. 36-21 in favor of the Knights. Artesians have the basketball. Caleb Cheatham on the right wing. To the backcourt to Landon Myers. A quick pass to Bo Frederick. He gets it back. Now to Cheatham on the right wing. Caleb Cheatham, top of the key. Left side pass over to Landon Myers. Myers in the backcourt. Artesians taking their time. Good defense by the Knights, but Artesians seem to move that offense rather slow for a team that trails by 15. And now Bro Frederick lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Noah Stout. His putback is no good, but then Caleb Cheatham gets the rebound, and his putback is good. His fourth point of the night. Knights lead cut to a Baker's dozen, 36-23. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. And from the free throw line, a quick jumper is up by Cade Bryan. No good. And Jacob Fowler tried to go up with the putback. He missed it, but it looks like he's fouled.
Now they're just going to call it out. It was a foul, but they're going to say it was knocked out of bounds prior to him being fouled.
Well, he did do a little acting job there to help try to get attention, but
it looked good.
Didn't quite work. Inbounds play. Carson Gettle wide open from the left side, drains it.
That's three threes here in the third period for Carson Gettle.
So he's got 22 points now. 39-23 in favor of the Knights. 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Landon Myers, top of the key. Myers off now to Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham off to Myers. Myers in the backcourt. Myers takes it in the lane, about a 10-footer, no good. Myers is going to get the rebound. He's trying. Oh, he got some help that time from Bo Frederick. And a timeout is called by Martinsville. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:19 to go in the third quarter, 39-23 Northview. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
The opportunities for being members of Park County REMC are endless. Is your child interested in attending a summer camp or traveling to Washington, D.C. over the summer of 2020? Better yet, for free, go to pcremc.com for more information and to apply today. Applications are available until March 1st. For questions, please call our office at 765-569-3133. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 2:18 left here in the third quarter, 39-23. It's Northview leading Martinsville. The Artesians have the basketball. Caleb Cheatham over on the left side to Bo Frederick. Frederick, cross-court pass to Caleb Cheatham in the backcourt. Right side pass to Noah Stout. Now back to the backcourt with Landon Myers and quickly off to 11, Bo Frederick. A shot from the top of the key is no good by Myers. Rebound picked up by Carson Gettle. Down court is Brevin Cooper. Cooper on the right wing, off in the corner to Jacob Fowler. He'll give it to Brevin Cooper in the backcourt. Gettle has it. Gettle, top of the key. Bounce pass in to Cade Bryan, and a traveling violation called.
Head fake there.
That head fake can get you in trouble more times than not. You know it?
Yep.
39-23 Northview. A minute 35 left here in the third quarter. Artesians from the left side. Oh, nice three-point shot is good by Bo Frederick. And what just happened there?
I don't know. I was checking on my score sheet. Knight's going to turn it over.
They must have, like, stepped on the baseline on the inbounds play. Timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with a minute 24 to go here in the third. Northview 39 and Martinsville 26. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
Why is Great Dane so successful? Great Dane offers the most innovative and versatile trailer design in the industry. Custom built, custom specific, and American made. Great Dane is focused on the needs of our customers. With decades of success right here in the Wabash Valley, you can be a part of the Great Dane team. Apply today online at greatdane.com or call our main office in Brazil, 812-443-4111. 4711. Great doesn't stop. Join our team today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Inbounds play for Martinsville. As play resumes, the Knights leading 39-26. Landon Myers to Noah Stout. Stout to Bo Frederick. Top of the key, it's Stout. Stout moves to the right wing. Quickly in the backcourt, it goes to Landon Myers again. Myers, he dribbles, takes it toward the right wing, tries to get away from his defender, Brevin Cooper. Instead, he passes to the backcourt. 51 seconds left on the clock here in the third. Bo Frederick. Now it's off to Landon Myers. Takes it in off the glass. About a 10-footer is good. Got him for 7 points, makes it 39-28, and all of a sudden that 16-point lead we had has dwindled down to 11. 30 seconds left here in the third. A quick jumper is up and no good by Ethan DeHart, and the Martinsville Artesians will turn it over as a bad pass by Noah Stout, and Bo Frederick just couldn't keep his hands on it along the baseline. Tonight's game, a service of Riddell National Bank. You're not a number. You are our neighbor. Inbounds play for Northview with 22 seconds left on the clock here in the third. Brevin Cooper. Looks like they're going to keep taking a little bit more time off the clock. 12 seconds. They'll need to make their move. 8 seconds. Caleb Swearingen in the corner to Ethan DeHart. Now it's off to Swearingen. 2 seconds left. Oh, they throw it away. And that's going to end the third quarter of play. On the Great Dane scoreboard at the end of three, it's Northview 39, Martinsville 28. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, Indiana, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. We go to the fourth quarter where Northview leads 39-28. I think our cheerleaders are on strike again, Brad.
Yeah, no cheerleaders again tonight, Dave. We're going to find out what's going on.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. That's really unusual. I've seen that a few away games now. But anyway, down court, Northview with the basketball. Quickly from the corner, shot is no good. That was attempted by Ethan DeHart. Artesians down court. Cade Bryan. Bryan in the backcourt. Gives it a quick pass and inside layup is good by Bo Frederick. So Frederick actually cuts the lead down to 9, 39-30. Northview with the basketball. It's off to Carson Gettle. Quickly off to Brevin Cooper, to Caleb Swearingen, back to Cooper. Cooper, top of the key, right side to Swearingen. In the corner, three-point attempt is no good by Tyler Hess. Rebound picked up by Zach Lynn for the Artesians. Down court is Landon Myers. 7 minutes left in the game, and the Knights lead by nine. Rottenkranz off to Cheatham. Cheatham on the right wing. To the top of the key is Myers. Myers drives to the left side, and a nice pass. Bo Frederick went in for a reverse layup. He missed it, but now we've got a foul called.
Going to be on Fowler. That's going to be his second.
So Jacob Fowler commits the personal. So Zach Lynn will shoot two free throws. He has not scored tonight. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. Tonight's game, a service of Lorenz Auto Service, Incorporated, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzServiceInc.com for more information or call Tony and his team at 446-7331. And the next free throw shot is good by Zach Lynn. So just like that, we've got a seven-point ball game as the Artesians are clawing their way back. And a whistle blown.
Yeah, Caleb Cheatham going to get charged with a foul. There he shoved Caleb Swearingen out of bounds.
Well, that's not very nice.
Seven-point lead. It was 16 just a few minutes ago.
You got to be careful. A team like this could
sneak in here and get one.
That's right.
You always like to see teams win, just not against our Knights.
That's right. Brevin Cooper down court. Cooper to the left side to Carson Gettle. Takes it to the lane. A whistle blown.
Foul.
Foul against somebody.
Martesian looks like number three. It is going to be on Caden.
Rottenkranz. Tonight's game is service of Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Inbounds play to Brevin Cooper. Cooper. Oh, his pass is stolen for just a moment, but it's stolen back by Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Jacob Fowler. In the corner to DeHart. Now about a 10-foot jumper is up and good by Caleb Swearingen. I've got 15 points now for Caleb Swearingen.
Yep, doing really well tonight.
41-32, Northview's lead up to 9. 6:08 to go in the game. Rottenkranz off to Bo Frederick. Frederick off to Cheatham. Cheatham in the backcourt. Passes cross-court to Rottenkranz. Down to Myers. Myers off to Rottenkranz. Off to Cheatham. From the free throw line, Stout. He takes it inside, and Zach Lynn, rather, gets the layup. Lynn gets his first bucket of the night. He has four. Makes it 41-34. And, oh, did we turn it over?
Now we got a foul called against Artesian. This is going to be Caden. Nope.
I think we turned it over.
We turned it over.
Jacob Fowler, I think, may have picked up the ball, and when he picked it up, I think he stepped on the baseline.
Gotcha. I thought the contact's what caused it. But
5:38 to go here in the fourth quarter as the Knights only lead by seven, and the Artesians have the basketball. It's 41-34. Landon Myers off to Rottenkranz. Now it's off to Frederick. Frederick off to Lynn. Cross-court pass to Cheatham. In the backcourt, Landon Myers. Myers off to Cheatham. Martinsville's patience is starting to pay off more than I gave him credit for earlier. And now Landon Myers takes it inside, misses the layup, but he draws the foul.
He can cut this to five. Foul's going to be on the Knights. Tyler Hess picking up his first foul, but he can cut this lead to five, Dave, with 5:08 to go in the game.
This one's far from over. So with 5:08 to go in the game, 41-34 is our score. Free throw shot is up, and the place went silent for a few seconds. He makes it. He's 3 of 3 tonight. Next free throw shot. It is up, and it is good, just like that. 41-36, Martinsville has cut that lead from 16-5, and we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul called against Martinsville.
Yep, foul's on number four, yep.
That's his third. They've got three players with three fouls. Nobody in the bonus yet. Down court. It's off to Tyler Hess. In the back court to Caleb Swearingen. And now to Brevin Cooper. Cooper on the left side to Carson Gettle. Gettle off to Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Caleb Swearingen. Back to Cooper. Cooper left side to Gettle. In the corner off to, who is that, 33?
Hess.
That's Tyler Hess. Okay. Swearingen on the right side on the wing. Breaks away from his defender. Now Gettle has it on the left wing. In the backcourt now, Brevin Cooper. Inside pass to Swearingen. He hands it off, and a quick jumper is good by Cade Bryan. Man, we needed that bucket, and now a timeout is called on the Great Dane scoreboard with 4:23 to go in this one. 43-36, Northview leads Martinsville. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you could start saving, which means you could start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 4:23 to go in this game. 43-36 is our score. Northview trying to hold on to a seven-point lead.
So, defensively, Martinsville went back to that full-court press where we was beating them up pretty bad earlier. I was kind of shocked to see Coach go back to that.
Landon Myers will bring it down court for the Artesians. Myers off now to Zach Lynn. Lynn on the left side over to Rottenkranz. Too much traffic. Hands it off. Three-point attempt by Bo Frederick is no good. Rebound, and the putback is good by Landon Myers. And just like that, we've got a five-point ball game with 4 minutes to go in the game. 43-38 Northview. Charging foul. That's going to go against Northview's Cade Bryan. He was in the lane. And as he was getting ready to get in position to go up for the basket, he bumped into the player from Martinsville, and boom, they nailed him.
Yeah, it's a good call by the official. He was standing his ground, and Cade was out of control. That's why it's called a player control foul.
Inbounds play for Martinsville. Landon Myers, and oh, a bump by Tyler Hess. So Hess will pick up a personal. That'll be his second. Tonight's game, a service of Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. 3:48 to go in the game. Martinsville with the basketball, and Landon Myers off to Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham to the top of the key to Myers. Myers back to Cheatham, off to Rottenkranz. Frederick passes back to Rottenkranz. He drives it inside, misses the layup. We've got a whistle.
It's going to be against Martinsville's number three, Rottenkranz, as he come after the rebound. A little frustration foul.
Well, that'll be his second. So Martinsville's one foul away from putting us in the bonus. We're two fouls away putting them in the bonus. Full court pressure. Cade Bryan and a whistle. Oh, a traveling violation. Doggone it. So now Martinsville will get it back, trailing us by only five. There's plenty of time left in this game. A team that has lost 12 in a row. They're one win and 17 losses for the season. And, oh, that's a good break for the Knights as Bo Frederick lost the handle near the baseline. Ball went out of bounds. They turn it over. Pressure by Martinsville. They call timeout?
Yep.
Okay.
Michael Byram gets a timeout.
A break in the action. on the Great Dane scoreboard with 3:18 to go in the game. 43-38 in favor of Northview. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMB.
This is Josh Keaty at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During the President's Day event, come see how we can keep some presidents in your pocket. Any in-stock 19 Jeep Wranglers, $5,000 off or more. 19 Chrysler Pacifica, as much as $7,000 off. Jeep Gladiator, as low as $269 a month. 2020 Jeep Cherokee, as low as $239 a month. And the 2020 all-new Ram 1500, as low as $269 a month. Come see us on US Highway 40 in Brazil and let us show you why we're not number one. You are.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace. 3:18 to go in the game, 43-38 in favor of Northview. Artesians with full court pressure. Swearingen gets the ball on the inbounds play. He'll bring it down court. He crosses the midcourt line. Swearingen takes it all the way inside and gets it off the glass and scores. 45-38, a 7-point lead now for the Knights. 3 minutes left in the game. 3 minutes. Bo Frederick tries to get the ball into the hands of Landon Myers and does. Myers will set the offense up in the backcourt. Myers to Bo Frederick, back to Myers. Myers right side pass to Rottenkranz, and now a timeout called by Martinsville. On the Great Dane scoreboard with 2:40 to go in the game, it's 45-38 in favor of Northview. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Cape Bueno is open for business at 1559 Fort Harrison Road in Terre Haute. Come experience our concept of building your own authentic Mexican dishes at Cape Bueno's. Dine in or carry out available. Cape Bueno also offers catering for your next event.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Brad Wallace back at Martinsville's John R. Wooden Gymnasium, where it's 45-38 in favor of Northview, 2:40 to go in the game, and the Artesians have the basketball. In the backcourt, Landon Myers quickly off to Zach Lynn. Lynn on the left side now hands it off to Landon Myers, to Caleb Cheatham. Cheatham, he looks for help, gets it from Bo Frederick, and gets it right back. Now Rottenkranz with the basketball. To Cheatham. 2:12 to go in the game. Rottenkranz to Cheatham. Cheatham takes it down toward the left side, tries a 10-footer. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Cade Bryan. Caleb Swearingen will bring it down court with a minute 57 to go in the game. Swearingen takes it all the way inside, and as he starts to go up for the shot, a reach-in foul called against Martinsville to stop the clock with a minute 53 to go.
Kane Rottenkraut with his third.
They've got four players with three fouls now.
Dayton, the big fella, Dayton Devon, has been on the bench the whole fourth period, Dave.
That's kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
But I guess they're happy with the play of Zach Lynn.
Yes.
Free throw shot is up and good. You look at Swearingen right now, see 13, 15, 6. He's got 18 points. 46-38 Northview. Make it 47-38. The Knights now lead by 9. Here come the Artesians. Landon Myers gets it across the midcourt line. Over on the left side, Frederick tries a 3. He gets it, and there's a foul away from the basket. Against Northview, it's going to be against Cade Bryan, it looks like. So the shot will count.
They'll get the ball out of bounds.
And again, that was Frederick, right?
Yep.
So Frederick gets the three to cut the lead to six.
And the ball.
And the ball, you're right. So, and the ball is stolen. Nice job by Brevin Cooper. Takes it down court, and he missed the layup. The putback is good, though, by Carson Gettle.
21 for Gettle. Brevin Cooper yet to score, Dave.
49-41. Northview by 8. A minute 27 to go in the game. Landon Myers, cross-court pass to Rottenkranz. A long three on the way. It's no good. A reach-in foul is going to be against Martinsville's Caden Rottenkranz. That'll be his fourth.
Cooper going to line to shoot two, and that's what Brevin needs. He's yet to score. He's had a lot of hustle plays, had a couple of steals. There he got that steal, but just hasn't found his chance. You know, he hasn't took a lot of shots either. He's only shot 2 3-point attempts and 2 shots from the floor and missed all 4.
His free throw shot is up, and it is no good.
Must have ate too much chocolate on Valentine's.
Zach Lynn got the rebound. Down court, they've left a man wide open, but a missed layup by Rottenkranz. What a break for the Knights.
I think that was blocked from behind by Carson Gettle. And Kranz got a foul out.
Rottenkranz is out. He'll leave with 5 fouls. He didn't score the whole game. He'll be replaced by Craig Wessner.
Wessner, come in. He was a starter. He hasn't scored either.
Tonight's game, a service of U.S. Lawns at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Swearingen with his free throw shot. It is up and good.
Caleb's done his fair share of scoring tonight.
We've got a break in the action on the Great Dane scoreboard with a minute 6 to go in the game. It's Northview 50, Martinsville 41. Back with more in 60 seconds on WAMB.
Morris Manufacturing of Brazil is a locally owned fourth-generation company that has received multiple Supplier Quality and Supplier of the Year awards while servicing the automotive industry for over 25 years. If you're ready to join their team, apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil, or on their website, morrismfg.com. Everyone at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil wishes good luck to the Northview Knights all season long.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Caleb Swearingen at the free throw line to shoot his second free throw with a minute 6 to go here in the fourth quarter. Swearingen's free throw shot is up, and it is good. That makes it 51-41. The Knights with a 10-point lead. Artesians with the basketball. Pressure by the Knights, and the pressure seems to work as we took the ball away for a moment. What'd they call
jump
now?
Jump ball. Stay with Martinsville.
It will stay with Martinsville.
We haven't played a 1-2-2 half-court trap all season, Dave, and we're doing it here with a minute to go.
Inbounds play to Landon Myers. Myers down court in the backcourt off to Zach Lynn. Oh, a bad pass. He overthrew it. He was trying to get it to Craig Wessner. And he just overthrew it. That's all there is to say.
Yep.
46 seconds left on the clock here in the fourth quarter. A 10-point lead for Northview, and there's a foul called immediately as Caleb Swearingen got the basketball, and the foul went against Caleb Cheatham. So Cheatham has 4 fouls. Tonight's game, a service of Morris Manufacturing of Brazil. They are hiring. Apply Monday morning at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Appreciate Chip Morris and the entire gang at Morris Manufacturing sponsoring Knight Sports all season long. Swearingen missed the free throw. He's had 11 free throw shots tonight. This will be his 12th.
8 of 11.
Not bad. Free throw shot. It is up and around the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Martinsville. 39 seconds left in the game. And a pass stolen by Swearingen. Swearingen tries to break away. He's going to, I thought they were going to call him for traveling, but he's okay. He missed the jumper. Now we've got a jump ball on the arrow pointing toward Northview.
Good hustle there by Caleb to force the turnover. He just couldn't control it to throw it in the rim. He did everything trying to get it that direction, never got the foul.
Brevin Cooper ready for the inbounds play. Cooper and a whistle. What do we have?
Got a hold on Caleb Swearingen. Number 12 was holding him. That's Craig Westner.
So Westner picks up his fourth. Hey, don't forget, we're on the air Tuesday night from Edgewood. So we hope you'll tune in. Jacob Harden and I will have the coverage for you Tuesday night, 7:15, when we take on the Mustangs of Edgewood here on WAMB. Swearingen's free throw shot is up. It's no good. He's now missed three in a row.
Well, Dave, I hope it's as warm for you Tuesday as it's going to be for me from sunny Florida, but I will listen in.
Well, just rub it in, will you? Free throw shot is up, and it is good.
You was just in Jamaica. I'm still a little jealous of that trip.
24 seconds left on the clock, and a bad pass by Martinsville. They throw it away. It was picked up by Carson Gettle, and then a foul called against the Artesians.
Not sure who the foul was. It was blocked by a banner.
20 and a half seconds left.
That's number 12. That's okay. Westner, his fifth.
Yep. So they've had two players foul out tonight.
They're aggressive. They play, you know, they're a young team.
They're a pretty good 1-17 team, I'll
yeah,
say that.
Only two seniors. And they're big guys. They're underclassmen. Noah Stout, 6'7", a junior. And Dayton Devon, 6'9", sophomore. So get the guard play caught up with the bigs, and they're going to be good the next couple years.
Gettle's free throw shot around the rim, no good.
That's where we're struggling when it matters here. We could be up by 10 extra from the line.
Gettle ready for his next free throw shot, and it's no good. Wow, we've not done so good in the past five free throws, like 1 of 5. But it doesn't matter. 14 seconds left in the game. Ball broken up in the backcourt, and it's kicked away with 8.9 seconds to go. It'll still be Martinsville basketball.
There's not an 11-point shot, Dave. So.
Yep, so I think we're going to be okay. Inbounds play. Caleb Cheatham gets it off to Landon Myers. 6 seconds left. Myers to the left side, off to Frederick. It won't matter. Ball broken up. Stolen, picked up by Tyler Hess. That ends the ball game. Your final score on the Great Dane scoreboard: Northview 52, Martinsville 41. The Knights improved to 14 wins and 6 losses on the year. The Artesians dropped to 1 win and 18 losses. Stay with us. We'll come back with our postgame show. We've got Michael Byram coming up for a postgame interview. Don't forget Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk. We'll join Network Indiana at 9:30. Lot to talk about around the Hoosier State tonight with regional girls basketball, boys basketball, and so much more. Stay with us on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
That's the sound of money being poured down the drain. Because if you're not using H&R Block, you may be paying too much for tax prep. But it's not too late. If you switch to Block, you can start saving, which means you can start spending on things you really want. Expert tax prep for less. Just another way, it's better with Block.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. We're open early and late for your convenience. Come see us.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
We hate to use this four-letter word on the radio, but we must. Are you ready for snow?
Does your business have a plan in place to combat old man winter? Slips, trips, and falls can cost you a lot of money, and you could be shouting other four-letter words. Make your parking lot safer by calling the professionals at U.S. Lawns. You'll rest easy every time the snow falls, knowing your lots and walkways are free and clear. Call 812-605-8083 or find us online at uslawns.com.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at John R. Wooden Stadium, or Gymnasium, actually, up in Martinsville, I'm Dave Crooks along with Brad Wallace, where the Knights pick up their 14th win of the season against only six losses, 52-41. Your quarter scores look like this. The Knights led 10-6 at the end of one. Knights led 23-12 at the end of two. 39-28, the Knights led at the end of three. Again, your final score, 52-41, as Northview picks up the win in both the varsity and in the JV game tonight. Northview picks up a 54-51 lead. As Michael Byram makes his way here to the booth, Brad Wallace has a look at your final game scoring and statistics.
22 points for Caleb Swearingen, 21 for Carson Gettle, 4 for Cade Bryan, 3 for Jacob Fowler, 2 for Ethan Dehart. The Knights 13 for 22, 59% from the free throw line, 11 for 19 for 58% from the paint, and 5 for 20 from behind the arc for 25%. The Knights had 9 turnovers, 4 in the first half, 5 in the second half, and for Martinsville on the losing side, 12 points for Dayton Devon, 11 for Landon Myers, 10 for Bo Frederick off the bench, 4 apiece for Zach Lynn and Caleb Cheatham off the bench, and 2 for Noah Stout, rounding out the scoring for Martinsville. Dave, 59% from the free throw line, and the first half, we was, the first half we were 7 for 9, so really struggled there in the second half from the free throw line.
Well, he'll take the win, I'm sure of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good news. Martinsville drops their 13th in a row, as they're definitely in a tough year. But, hey, it was good to make the trip over here. We had a decent crowd here, too, for a Saturday night. So we had a couple hundred fans, I'm guessing, that made the trip over.
A lot of people probably home with chocolate coma. You know, this should be a national holiday. It's half-price chocolate day. So
there you go. I got plenty at home, though. I guess I'll wait it out. But
if you wait on Valentine's, the 15th of February, if you wait past noon, you're not going to get any.
It's my sister's birthday today, So Pam Hagemeyer, I want to wish her a happy birthday. So, although she's probably not listening, to be my guess, she lives down in Sullivan, or Graceville.
Oh, yeah, she's probably listening to one of them Golden Arrow games.
Yeah, probably out to dinner is my guess. But we're looking for Michael Byram. I saw him earlier. Oh,
he's
I see him
visiting
now.
With his fans here in the stands.
It's like homecoming week for him, you know, so like, you can't blame him for that. By the way, we do have a final from earlier today. Terre Haute North lost to Mattoon, Illinois. That was an afternoon game played at 2 o'clock, 52-38. So the
West Vigo beats Clay City 69-33.
Say that again.
69-33, West Vigo over Clay City.
Wow, okay, so good win for West Vigo. Coach Michael Byram joins us on our postgame show. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on your 14th win of the season.
You know what? Thank you. We'll take it. It was ugly, but we'll take it, you know. I told the boys, I know you're in a good spot when you're disappointed by winning.
That's
okay.
A good point. I mean,
you know,
we kept giving the door open a little bit there in the second half, I guess.
Our focus, like a lot of it, was on the missed shots or poor or questionable calls, as we should say.
True.
I think that's where our focus was, and that's something that we got to get better. We got to correct that real fast. We need to, and I thought we played hard. But I just thought kind of, there was a few moments where we kind of just kind of focused on all the negative and then rather than on the next play.
Other thoughts about today's game?
No, I mean, I'm really proud of our guys. I mean, it's a tough place to play typically. I mean, they play hard. They compete, which that's good for us. That I mean, that's something that we need to, for us to improve.
Well, they're a better 1-18 team. than
I think I told you that.
Yeah,
earlier.
That record indicates. But I was surprised, though, late in the game they took out Dayton Devon. But then again, I guess they were happy with the play of Zach Lynn, it looked like. Maybe, I don't know.
I thought that when they did that, they spread the floor, which that kind of gave them more driving angles. Sometimes when you have a big fellow like that, kind of clogs things up. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know the decision behind that, but I thought when they did that, like, our help defense vanished, which I think that's probably why they did, because, like, we didn't have help in the lane.
Right.
And that, a lot of that's kind of where those fouls came in. They kind of turned the corner, and we kind of got handsy a little bit.
Hey, you had two players, 22 points tonight for Caleb Swearingen, 21 points for Carson Gettle, so you had to be pleased with the two performances there.
Oh, yeah, I thought they played well. I thought at times they shot the ball well. But, I mean, you know, defensively we did a good job in the second half, I thought, but we allowed them to spread us out, and I thought we just weren't quite to the help line quick enough.
Brad, you have anything to add regarding tonight's game?
No, I was glad I was able to be here. Thanks to Mother Nature, I got to fly out in the morning instead of today, so it was great to be here. But 59% from the free throw line, can't be happy with that one.
Well, I think that's between the years.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, well, last Saturday we only missed like three.
Yeah.
Some three or four against Bloomfield the entire game, and I think, I mean, that's between the years.
Yeah, we made 1 of 9 in the fourth quarter there at the end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows that, I mean, our focus wasn't quite as sharp as it needs to be. But, I mean, we've had a kind of rough week in regards to some illnesses and yesterday's game not being played. So, I mean, we had a lot of stuff going on, plus they're teenage boys, you know. So, but I thought we hung in there. We made the plays we needed to get out of here with a win.
Well, Dave was right about their, you know, coming in with their record not being as strong as you would usually expect from a Martinsville team. But, you know, looking down at the competition they play, that's the kind of competition that, you know, you're going to lose to. And, you know, if you come in 500 and you come out of here with a win, that's great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I told somebody the other day, if you would have gave them our schedule, they're at least close to 10 wins. I mean, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
And, they battled and they competed. And I know Coach Staggs, that's what he asked of them. And I thought our guys did a really good job of keeping their composure and finish it when we could.
Noah and Dayton both being underclassmen, got a 6'7 and 6'9 kids returning next year. They get some front court, they get some guard play and stuff going. They're going to be solid.
Oh, I know. We need to either grow or and get strong. We're going to get stronger by then. That's no question. But we need to put on a few inches.
Yeah.
To be able to handle them.
Need some kid stretchers in Clay County.
Hey, I hope I don't offend the cheerleader sponsor, but why are the cheerleaders not here?
That is a question that I cannot answer. I'll be honest with you. I know here in a few minutes we're going to go actually eat with the Martinsville team.
Oh, that's cool.
Coach Staggs kind of put that together. He thought that would be a special thing for
our guys to
kind of mingle with them, and then especially since I played here and that type of thing. And he invited the cheerleaders, and I didn't know that they weren't going until, I guess, Friday when I tried to find out. Well, so I can't answer that question.
Well, we noticed that at Crawfordsville, too. So they're missed,
Bloomfield,
I guess.
Bloomfield, they were missed.
They were missed at Bloomfield. So I don't know. I guess that just makes a difference. And Martinsville had several, and we're like, where's our cheer block? But oh well. Ellettsville, Edgewood, Tuesday night. Mustangs, probably the next, between you and Edgewood, top two teams in our sectional coming up. What can you tell us about the Mustangs?
I can tell you it's a big game. Big game on Tuesday.
Okay.
We see where we're at. And we'll find out. Edgewood's their group of guys. They rely on shooting a lot of threes. They've got some talent, a lot of talent in a lot of different spots. We're going to have our hands full, but I'm excited to see where we're at.
Well, we'll be there Tuesday night, and it should be a good battle. So anything else you want to add, Michael?
No, I just want to thank all our fans that came over over to Martinsville and watched us and support us tonight. We greatly appreciate it.
It's like I took the back roads here the whole way, it seemed like, but you had a decent crowd tonight, and it's been a busy weekend, of course, so Coach, we'll see you Tuesday night at Edgewood, and congratulations on the win. Enjoy that late dinner.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, Michael Byram on our postgame show as his team wins tonight 52-41 against Martinsville. Time now to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. He's your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Brazil. Call Chad at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Matter of fact, you can text Chad. He's a texter. And tell him you appreciate him sponsoring the player of the game. 812-208-3244. 812-208-3244. Our player of the game, Brad, we had two players that really deserve this honor tonight. So
I think we charge Chad double and we give him away two players of the game tonight. What do you think about that?
I think we should. When you look at Carson Gettle's 21 points, Caleb Swearingen's 22 points, we're going to call it co-players of the game.
There you go. You bet. And, you know, 22 points for Caleb Swearingen and 21 for Carson Gettle. That's 43 of the 52 points, Dave. So they, you know, those two, with the help of their teammates, you know, they put their team on their back and went to it.
Any final thoughts?
Enjoy the weather the next 3-4 days.
Oh,
I'll say no.
You just rub it in.
Be careful, everybody else driving home, and you know, all the ball players and stuff, and the families getting ready to go eat with Martinsville. You know, take that in. Enjoy that. You know, when you get a chance to bond with another team and talk about a game that you just fought on the floor, you know, that's great. I love it.
That's a nice touch. I agree with that. Want to thank our studio producer, Dennis Porter. For Brad Wallace, I'm Dave Crooks. Where Northview improves to 14-6, they win against Martinsville 52-41. Until Tuesday night, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. U.S. Lawns, located at 1309 North Fruit Ridge Avenue in Terre Haute. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, Brazil's home of excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located at Highway 40 and 340. Sioux Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. And by Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.